You're listening to Vatican Radio. While there is a continuing commitment to making the church a safer place for children, there has been very little theological reflection on the effects of the sex abuse crisis. That was the message to emerge from a press conference at the Pontifical Gregorian University on Tuesday, 1 year on from the first major symposium for church leaders dealing with prevention and healing for victims of abuse. Bishops and religious superiors from countries right across the globe attended the three-day symposium last February, which included personal testimony from an Irish woman who was sexually abused by a priest.
In the beginning, our reaction was, no, this is not possible. People don't do this to children.
Among those addressing the press conference was Father Robert Oliver, the new promoter of justice with the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, the Vatican body which oversees all allegations of clerical abuse.
My experience is that all of us, every single person, has difficulty coming to understand what this really is and how prevalent it is in our societies across the world. Every single one of us begins with denial. I think it's one of the great things about the work that is being done here, that we all come to know that in order to prevent this from happening, we all need to come to better understanding and to come to a realization, and then a realization of what is the proper way to respond. It's a pathway. And so I think that certainly those who continued to put before us that we need to confront this problem did a service. They helped to keep the energy, if you will, to keep the movement going so that we would honestly and with transparency and with our strength confront what is true. Each culture has a different way of confronting these issues and problems, and it's certainly our hope to be of service to the churches around the world as they do come to confront this problem and to respond in the power of grace. And to do what we can to protect our children.
The main purpose of the press conference was to present the full proceedings of the 2012 symposium in 12 different language editions, something the Jesuit organizers hope will provide a valuable resource for church leaders in countries just beginning to tackle the problem of sexual abuse. At that symposium, a new Center for Child Protection was also launched, based around an e-learning platform currently being introduced to countries across Europe, Africa, Asia, and Latin America. Jesuit Father Hans Zollner, Dean of the Gregorians Institute of Psychology, also heads the steering committee of that Center for Child Protection.
We have very encouraging signs. As I said, the interest from many sides, from many dioceses, from many countries, from many institutions. Also, we work with various peoples, for example, in Eastern Europe at the state level also, who look forward to having an instrument, a modern instrument, with which they can teach young people or people in education and formation work, which could be a very useful instrument and help for preventing abuse. We don't offer therapy, we can't offer investigation of abuse that has been committed. What we want to do is we put our focus on, as much as possible, avoid and prevent abuse.
This is about prevention, as you're saying. The symposium last year was also about healing. What kind of work has been going on, and how much do you feel, perhaps, since then, that you have been able to work with victims on these crucial questions of healing?
I think many bishops and religious superiors who have participated at the symposium last year have gotten the message and went back to their dioceses in Africa and Asia and wherever with the sensitivity and the availability very much heightened to encounter victims, to offer whatever help can be offered, and to go on evaluating also the structures of certain institutions. The help that we can offer to victims as church, as officials of the church, and the possibilities to offer healing are very limited. Healing takes place in long processes, as we know, and especially if there are wounds that are as deep as abuse usually inflicts wounds. So this is a process that goes on for many years and has to be helped by many positive circumstances. I know that many priests, many bishops, many counseling centers of the church are involved in this work, but this is a silent work, and this is not done in a year or in 5 years. this is a process that has to continue, as our work of prevention has to continue, with unwavering thrust and with the perseverance, which needs energy and which needs our full focus.
Jesuit Father Hans Zollner is Dean of the Gregorian University's Institute of Psychology and Head of the Steering Committee for the Center for Child Protection. I'm Philippa Hitchin.